This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Presenting sponsor, our friends at Hooters, specifically Original Hooters. Find them at originalhooters.com. You can order from any of the Tampa Bay area Original Hooters brand restaurants at originalhooters.com. Just click the order icon and it will take you from there. Hi! For those of you that don't listen to the non-fantasy related, the Todd Wright Toddcast, hello again. For those of you that subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, JoeBucksFan.com. Yeah, we're back. Made the announcement on Twitter a week or so ago. Joe Bucks Fan says this is season 8. I say it's season 7. I'm going to go with season 7 until someone can provide me evidence. I mean, I have them all here on my laptop that it's season 8, but I believe we're season 7. Yeah, I think. We're going to go with that. To keep it honest, not try to sound like we've been around longer than, I mean, 7 seasons. And last year in season 6, we did 60 episodes. This year, our goal is 55 episodes. I'm hopeful to do about half of those before the season starts. And then twice per week, we'll take you week 1 through week 17. I have to reactivate the fantasy football Gmail account. Not sure I can do that. I've made some changes on some devices, so wish me luck. If not, I'll give you a new email so you can reach out to me if you are a podcast listener. A few years ago with my appearances on VEASAN, I started to get too many people expecting to receive answers to questions that didn't give me of their time to listen to the podcast. And trust me, the clicks, the downloads, even a few minutes, they really matter. To maintaining sponsorship and other things. And the first thing I want to do out of the gate, in addition to thanking you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast as we start season 7, I want to thank Hooters for coming back as the presenting sponsor. Hooters has been the presenting sponsor seasons 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and now 7. And it's very much appreciated. And for the first time since 2019, and I can't give you any details yet, remember, Hooters used to host our big draft night, and then due to the pandemic, they chose not to, and I obviously was respectful of that decision, but they'd like for me to bring some of my listeners back into the restaurant. We had other plans already in place for draft nights by the time this request was made, and they weren't pushy about it. They just said, hey, you know, you've done various things for us in the past. Can you do something like that? So at some point, we may get together for a little watch party we can't really do it for a Bucks game because they're going to have a full restaurant anyway. You have to understand it from their business standpoint. And I'm not sure which Hooters location we'll be at. We've done a lot of stuff, basically two places. One, the Hillsborough location, which is closest to me, and I always have a great experience there. Or we've done it at wherever Tony Metzler, who has played in previous leagues, was a manager. And I've reached out to Tony, and I haven't heard back. I hope he's personally fine, professionally fine. You know how this goes when you go a few months without talking to somebody. Heck, I've even played golf with Tony, but just nothing recently. So I'm waiting to hear where Tony is. And if Tony is at one of the original Hooters brand locations, we'll probably go there. If not, we'll probably go to the Hillsborough location, unless Hooters wants us to go to the new location on State Road 54 or has some other ideas. But thank you very much to the original Hooters brand. Hooters, of course, was born in the Tampa Bay area, the Clearwater location. We could go there if they wanted, but they've left it very open-ended. But just stay tuned. It won't be restricted to fantasy football draft participants, but it will be more of a watch party. We'll have some fun that night. Heck, maybe I'll run some fantasy slash related props, and we'll have some stuff to give away. Tony's always been good about giving me some stuff to give away in the past when we've done things like that. So I'll figure it out as we go along. We obviously have an early jump on this. Most of you will not do a fantasy draft until late August, early September, or around Labor Day weekend. My Foundation League, which is my longest continually running fantasy league. We'll go into season 8 this year, and the foundation is going to draft on the Friday night before Labor Day weekend. That is the non-podcast league. So that just gives you an example of when I choose to do drafts. It's usually, I like to do them as close to the start of the regular season as possible, because we've all been there where you draft too early in the past and someone drafts a key player and that player gets hurt before he can even play a regular season game. That's not fair to the fantasy owner. So as sort of a quick theme, because this is just sort of a hi, we're back. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being with us. Tell you what's coming up. Don't do your drafts too early. That's my advice to you. Don't do them too early. Wait to see things play out. Make some time in late August or first week of September. Your first game is not until what? 10th, 9th, 8th? September 8th is the first Thursday night game. That'll be what? Rams-Bills. That's good. Granted, the Thursday night openers generally are really good teams, really good matchups. It's smart, big splash. And by the way, that first Thursday night game will be on NBC, even though the majority, basically the Thursday night package this year, is on Amazon streaming. And no, you won't be able to watch those games on NFL Network. We'll get into that later. But just a heads up, if you're thinking, well, yeah, it's going to be somewhere on TV. Yeah, if your local team is playing. For example, if you're a fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and they're playing on Thursday night, you're going to be able to watch it on local cable on local over-the-air television via a cable provider. I believe, I don't think it'll be Channel 8, but it might be what's called Channel 32 in Tampa Bay, one of those, an independent-type station. Something like that will carry it. But the majority of the Thursday night games in your market, you won't be able to get, because Amazon paid for the rights to it, and the NFL is starting to get into the streaming business, which they will even more next year when they are expected to award the Sunday ticket to a streaming service. The last we heard, 4 bids were there, as this finally, feels like the last year for those of you that have the dish with DirecTV or buy it another way. It's going to go streaming in 2023, and the 4 bids are Amazon, Google, Apple, and Disney Plus. All have their pros and cons. I don't have a guess right now. Maybe in the next podcast I'll give you a guess, but be prepared for that. But don't draft too early. That's just the one theme out of this, because it lessens the likelihood that you draft an impact player who is hurt. As I record this, the Bucs had an offensive lineman who was seriously injured yesterday. Granted, you don't draft offensive linemen in practice. Could that impact Tom Brady and other fantasy performers on the Bucs? Yeah, it could. I'm not predicting that it will knock Brady down rounds in the draft or other players, but it's something that the Bucs certainly didn't want to deal with. They're already changing both interior guards. Now they're changing, you know, by the time they get to opening day, they will have new players at every interior offensive line position than Tom Brady had last year. And it might be the last 2 years. Because they lost left guard to retirement, center to recent injury, right guard to free agency. Yeah, I think that's how it goes. So there's going to be an injury to a coveted fantasy skill position player in training camp, whether it happens contact, as was the case with the Buck offensive lineman yesterday, non-contact. We've seen those unfortunate things before. Preseason game, even though starters play less and less, there's going to be one. We're still waiting on a Deshaun Watson ruling. At the time that I talk about this, I have no expectation that Deshaun Watson is going to play the first 2 to 4 weeks of the regular season. I'm thinking more 6 to 8. I'm not really that interested in Deshaun Watson. Again, this year, the only people on the Browns I am interested in are running backs, and that's because of Kevin Stefanski and because of how good those running backs are. We'll talk about that in another podcast. But, yeah, my advice would be get in front of this now. Labor Day weekend, to me, is a good day to draft, and I know some people, you know, do family stuff or whatever, but get out in front of it now, and maybe you can get commitments from an owner before they are committed to family stuff on Labor Day weekend. Because again, I'm going to do the foundation draft on Friday, September 2nd. That's actually before a couple of my longtime owners who I love having in the league. It's a husband and wife. I've known them and they've been playing in the league since before they were husband and wife. They didn't meet because of the league. That'd be a really good story and wouldn't be true. They were dating at the time that we started this league. So, wait as long as you can, because that prevents someone in your league, at least one person, drafting someone where there's an injury or news on a player between the time you draft and the time of the first regular season game, and it's unfair to that particular person that drafted them, because everybody likely would have done the same thing. All right, that's episode 1 of season 7, until we're told otherwise, of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. How about this? In the meantime, just email me at wright.todd@yahoo.com. It's fine. Maybe I'll just do that because it's simpler. It's the same email as the Todd Wright Toddcast. Wright.todd@yahoo.com. I'm going to try to get you episodes every day this week with the cooperation of joebucksfan.com, which is busy doing stuff covering Buck training camp. But you got 55 episodes this season thanks to Hooters and the Original Hooters brand in the greater Tampa Bay area. Double-digit locations. Visit originalhooters.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow.